for me.
Dispatch, I couldn't copy anything. All I got was static.
What's a good thing for you to start out with for me?
Try it again, please.
Better. I said, what's a good HF rig to start out with for somebody like me?
Either ICOM 7300 or a Yaesu 450D.
450D is what Ken's using, correct?
If I had that radio, and it did me well, and it does Ken even better than it did for me.
About trying to get one so I can start at least listening in on some of this stuff and put me up an antenna at the house.
You can get a good used one for about $4. All right, somewhere between $4 and $4.50.
Place to start looking for one.
Like, I was in a bad spot.
Yeah. Place to start looking for a used radio like that.
Mine from a guy that had retired out of the military. I bought mine from, he had his on eBay, and I talked back and forth to him for a little bit, and I bought it, and I'm glad I did.
FT-450D, correct?
50D. D is in Delta.
I'll have to start looking around and see if I can't find one of those. I know Andrew bought the 7300 and he likes it. I talked to him about it a couple weeks ago.
Dealt with the 7300, but all I've ever heard was good reports on it.
I think it'd help me study for my general if I had it. Something to, I could see it in action.
You can get your license, I guarantee you that, especially when that DX starts rolling in.
I heard you talking to Ken this morning about wanting you one of them little electric cars.
Thinking about one real hard, but I don't think I can give up my truck. Truck's been through too much.
I was making an electric pickup truck now, right?
I know, and I wouldn't buy one from him. Because one thing, I can't just afford the price tag. Just a second, I got one more. I got to throw them for you right
quick. I was just looking at this bridge. They keep resurfacing down here on 25.
Keep adding on to it and on to it. They're going to break it back.
Could have replaced it for what they've spent on it and repairs the last few years that I've been driving down here every day. The fourth time I've seen them come in here and jackhammer the top surface up to the rebar and sometimes all the way through and then patch it and pour concrete over it and redo it. I'm just waiting for it to fall down one of these days.
Maybe I believe if I could bypass that bridge, I would.
Bypasses. It's one. It's the bridges on 25 as you're coming down the mountain.
It's gonna be a bad situation. They gonna mess that bridge up and it's gonna finally collapse.
I drove through there for about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks where there was a hole at least 8 foot by 4 foot. You could see all the way through it.
That major pucker factor.
Make sure there was nobody on that bridge but me.
The weight limit on that bridge, you know?
Right off, I didn't look when I come through.
Might have to replace that bridge. That's just common sense.
So, but I mean, I've been watching them do it for 6 years now. Part is there's a road underneath it. And when they had that 8 foot hole in there and you're driving over top of cars looking down at them.
But definitely found me a different way to get around. You know, if you hit that hole with a tire just right, you could flip.
Honed off when you're not supposed to be in that lane when they're doing it, but still yet, you get all this weight coming through here on one lane, and the other lane's a big hole, nothing but rebar. Just gotta say, how much weight can this thing hold?
It's no stronger than its weakest point. And I tell you, those patches, to me, sort of weaken it up because it's not part of the main form of that bridge.
The patch through there is a weak point in it, and there's quite a few patches, let's put it that way.
To me, it's one of those bridges where you close your eyes, cross your fingers, and hope for the best.
You don't waste time getting across. I'll hop off here. I'm pulling into my first stop this morning. I'm going to say 7-3s to you. And I hope you have a good rest of the morning. And get those papers delivered.
Look, I'll be here probably about 10 o'clock. So if you want to give me another holler, just give me a yell.
Roger that. KO4, HKX, clear.